Care Animal Hospital there at 9052 Prairie Ridge Boulevard in Pleasant Prairie. Quick Trip Valley, south of the South Quick Trip. And joining us now from Care Animal Hospital, the fabulous Dr. Russ Brewer, who celebrated a big birthday recently. Dr. Russ, happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you, Bill.
And your wife got you a new bike? Is that what I saw on the social media there, pal?
She did. She got me a new bike for my birthday.
So, nice.
You know, I suppose that's... I gave her the Best Wife Ever award for that, for sure.
Nice. And that's a two-wheeler and everything, right?
Yep, two wheels. my own power.
Didn't see a lot of training wheels on there, Dr. Russ. What's up with that?
No. She told me I could take those off this time.
Nice. She is a good wife. Also, in addition to your birthday, Dr. Russ, Care Animal Hospital won a major award. You won it.
We did. We won Best of Kenosha for Veterinary Clinic. So,
nice.
Yeah.
2 years in a row now. You get a plaque to put in the window and everything?
I think we'll have another decal.
Another decal.
No, just can't say enough to the to the clients that voted us in, and certainly appreciate their support and all of those things.
There you go.
It's been a great 20 years.
We already have an election result this morning ahead of the presidential.
Oh my goodness.
A week early. Let's get into internet pharmacies. During the Rona here, Dr. Russ, a lot of people are using the web, and people with pets are using it to buy medications for doggy and kitty. But you got to be real careful about these things.
You do, and it's kind of interesting because the FDA has been warning about internet pharmacies for probably 10, 15 years. Just because you can find it on the internet doesn't mean it's legit.
What?
So, yeah, I know.
That is so hard to believe because I believe everything on the internet.
You know, that Facebook ad might not be what it says it is. So
you guys have actually been the victim of some poor choices on the internet?
We have. Well, actually, we've had a couple of the pharmacies that have confiscated our electronic signatures back in the day when we used to use faxes to fax things back over. So we haven't done that, in probably 15 years. So we now require, if people want to use pharmacies outside of our own, we're more than happy to write a prescription, but we have to write one and they'll have to send it in because it's amazing how not everybody has scruples.
No, again, you're shocking me, Dr. Russ Brewer.
I know.
With all this valuable information this morning. So what is the percentage? I mean, how many people are using, online sites to get pet medication? Is it a high number? Is it in the middle somewhere?
I would say it's not a huge number, but we're probably, it's not small though. I mean, I would say we're probably 40 to 50% online.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
It's sizable. And we've partnered with Covetrus probably 10 years ago to help provide a certified online pharmacy. So it's a direct link that we have with one of the online pharmacy providers so that we can assure that the product that, the client says, we need this medication, we can look at it and go, yep, and it's the product that they're wanting. And there's a little bit more accountability when you have that direct relationship with the online pharmacy.
Yeah.
As opposed to just, somebody over there, Bob over there, somewhere on the internet saying, sure, we'll send that to you.
Never trust a guy named Bob on the internet. That's...
I don't know. I just love it when you call tech support. This is Sam. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Who knows what country he's from. but so how do I trust? Should I go through my veterinarian every time? Or is there any sites out there? Should I waste my time on those sites?
So certainly, like one of the big sites that, some of our clients will use Chewy.com, just as an example.
Very, very popular. Once the big national site, you see them on TV all the time.
Came on TV. And the thing of it is, they're a certified accredited veterinary online pharmacy also. So you have to look for the accreditation from the National Veterinary Pharmacy Association. And all those sites will say that if they are accredited. And those are the things that you really want to look for if you're using those sites, because they've gone through the hoops to certify with the pharmacy association that, yes, they are legit and they're following standards of practice to make sure that the medications are handled correctly and shipped and all those things. So it's not just somebody throwing a box into a mailer and sending it to you just to get your dollar.
They're being scrutinized and they are authorized and all of that stuff. So when I take my dog or cat or animal to the vet, have the visits, and you say, okay, well, I can get this medicine on the internet. Do you guys handle that, or do I have to go to your website, or how exactly does the process work?
So when clients come in, if they don't want to pick it up like right that day and they would rather use the online pharmacy, the thing that they can do is they can request us to put it on the pharmacy. And so we'll actually put it online for them. And then the online pharmacy Covetrus will send them an email saying, hey, we've got your Simparica Trio ready. And they can then log into the website, purchase it directly from them, and it ships straight to their house. Or clients can go online and say, you know, register their pet, because all of our clients are already pre-registered into those, into that pharmacy through our website. Mm-hmm. And if they go on and shop, and they can shop there and they can actually request it, and then we see it on our end and we'll either authorize it or contact them and talk to them about, you know, things that we need to do to be able to prescribe those medications.
Am I going to save money doing it that way?
Sometimes not. It's like everything else on the internet, right?
I guess it depends on the medication, right?
It does. You know, a lot of the things are going to be cheaper because they're buying in huge bulk quantities. You know, I always compare it like we buy a box, they buy a truck.
Right. Exactly.
They have a slight volume discount.
If you want to check it out for yourself, you can give Dr. Russ and his crew a call. You can also go to Care Animal Hospital. .com and click on online pharmacy in the upper right hand corner. You guys are open 7 days a week, Dr. Russ.
We are. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 7. Saturday, we're open 8:30 to 2. And Sundays, we're open 10:30 to 3. And you can give us a phone call at 262-694-6515 or catch us at 9052 Prairie Ridge Boulevard on our curbside service.
And careanimalhospital.com, and don't go to Bob's online pet pharmacy. Don't do that. Bad idea. Dr. Russ, again, congrats on the award. Happy birthday. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, sir.